right, so I consider changing sides. Sand is like a virus spreading round, negative and apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and beaten down. There's a sadness sitting somewhere between the lines, and it's falling on deaf ears and blinded eyes. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, am I just too old to learn how to see things through an unsuspicious eye? Because this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't want to give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one. It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No one get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
Not how they should behave. My head gets chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. And I liked it. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. And I liked it.
There was a rude boy on my bus just the other day. I'll bet he thought, everyone thought, that he looked gay. He had flowers in his arms and kisses in his teeth. It's safe to say, in spite of this, there was rare beef. I said, rude boy, why you lying about everything you say? You bumble claw, pussy hole, everything's okay. He said, dickhead, why you trying to put me in my place? I never said a single word, you judge me by my face. He said, these flowers are for my girlfriend. It's our anniversary. 2 years, 6 months, and kids, we've got three. And then he said, and then he said, and then he said, and then he said, la la la. I said, rude boy, I am sorry I ever said those words. I shook his hand and said my name. He showed me Becca his bird. He said, Johnny is what you call me when you are my mate. We hung out for a bit, drinking and chatting shit. Now I say, and now I say, and now I say, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Well, Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, he never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in bank in her hands, not a thing. And now she says, and now she says, and now she says.
like a peacock in slam, like a glove in celebrating the Yankee win. And as the black sun looms on the sweeping moon, it tickles me in my grave. Because one day soon that dust will sweep you from your goodness and to chaos. It's like a wrinkled head, she needs a pop and a gin. It's like that song. Behind the face, behind the name, behind the underwear. So take your jollies, take your leather-bound book, and get the fuck away from me. But maybe you must save me from your stones, save me from your bugs, save me from your Yankee green, if you please. And I will please myself. No, 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 nobody else. Modulation and quiet change. Make her dizzy on the course with the rest on the bridge, and observe from the aristocrine if it's sane. And if you dream, I got dream of a man and his machine and a little room in your brain. Well, he plays notes, it's you and I wrote. So I'll see you, honey, when you get off the boat.
Good morning. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm Jason Paulette.
And I'm Mark Farabee.
And we've got another beautiful Friday out there for you, and another fantastic stint of music in here for you, too.
Yes, we have a very special group live in studio with us this morning. We have The Reckoners. How's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thanks for having us on the show.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. You guys are all dressed up in your finest, looking great for us.
Just fantastic.
For you guys. Thanks, cool. I should mention before we get rolling here what we started the show off with. We heard a little bit of Christian Meazy and the Sirens. That was Mama Not Gonna Let It off of Beautiful World. Christian Meazy was in last week, and they're currently on a school bus traveling across Canada, touring different festivals and whatnot, so I hope to catch up with those boys. Maybe try and get them a little phone-in interview next week and see where they're at on their little excursion. We also heard I Kissed a Girl, a Katy Perry cover from local band Headwater, whom the Reckoners are going to be playing with Jonas Chandel from Headwater tomorrow night at Café du Soleil. With Jonas from Headwater there, so it'll be a good show to check out. That's at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive.
And you're going to want to go online and Google the video for that. It's quite a classic.
Yeah, let's check out that video.
Vancouver classic.
Headwater.ca. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
We also, speaking of Café du Soleil, we also heard 468 Blues from Tobacco Brown, as well as Don't Go Running from Field Assembly out of, they're from Ontario, I'm not sure exactly where, but they are going to be coming into town, let's see here, July 3rd, they're going to be playing at Café du Soleil, and Tobacco Brown is going to be opening up for them, so don't forget to check that one out as well. We also heard The Organist Entertains from the Stolen Organ Family Band out of, well, originally Calgary, then Kelowna, now Vancouver.
Yes, they're traveling.
And they were here live.
They're wandering cowboys.
Yes, exactly. They were here a couple weeks ago, so support those who support us.
Yeah, the Stolen Organ Family Band. They also have Cooking with Joy Boys, a new album which is coming out, I believe, at the end of this week. They're having a space country party. So yeah, go to this. Just Google the Stolen Organ Family Band, and they got a couple of links that'll give you the info. You can check out vanmusic.ca as well. There's a little profile on them that'll give you some info about where you can check out the space country and listen to the soothing sounds, the crazy sounds of Stolen Organ Family Band. Great. Ooh. Bunch of guys there.
Cool. All right, so here we are with the Reckoners, and we have Ricardo Cayet.
Yes,
is that right?
Yeah.
And Christina Simpson.
Yes, you got it right.
Cool, yeah, it's pretty hard to pronounce that one. But, yeah, I did a little background work, checked it out. I think I got it down.
I heard sounding it out all night. He was like, Sam? Oh, wait a second.
Cool, so the Reckoners have been around for how long? It's been about a year, is that right?
We've been playing shows, yeah, for about a year, and we met 2 years ago.
Yeah, around.
So, yeah, it's been quite a little adventure so far. And, yeah, this is our...
Is there a, like, fantastic story of how you guys met? Did you bump into each other? Or was there a car accident? You guys were like, I play the car, I sing, awesome! I forget about this.
Kind of, except that there was no car. It was a little cabin in the woods at Mount Baker. We were just up skiing with a mutual friend, and after a day of skiing, a guitar came out. We had a couple glasses of red wine.
Ooh.
And started jamming. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was pretty random, actually.
Christina was playing a Sarah Harmer song?
Sarah Harmer, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess after that, we just started working together. It was really good.
Nice. Cool, man. So now you guys have your first EP out called And the Sky Opened Up.
Yep.
Which came out just this last January, is that right?
It's just, yeah, I guess we just printed it, actually. It came out on iTunes in around January, February, but we just did our first print now, so...
Okay, yeah. Cool, and I guess I'm one of the lucky ones who have gotten one of the first copies of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Still in plastic.
Yeah, cool. It was really exciting to give that to you.
And did you guys do the artwork for this? Who did the artwork? It's got like a nice feel to the art, I suppose.
Yeah, we worked with a designer named Robin Haddo. And she did amazing work. She kind of took some of the lyrics of one of our songs and kind of ran with it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're really happy with it.
Sweet.
She's a talented girl.
Obviously. Cool. So let's get a little bit of background from you guys. Are you guys both from Vancouver originally?
Originally, yeah. We both grew up on the North Shore, actually.
Okay. So did I.
Did you?
I did.
Oh,
cool.
You didn't grow up yet, Mark. Come on.
I'm growing up in Vancouver now.
You haven't always lived in Vancouver. You kind of just came back.
Yeah, I came back maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, so what's the story on that? I mean, you, to my knowledge, I've done a little research, read your bio, and it states that you won a scholarship.
Yeah.
The best scholarship, in quotations, is that what it's called?
It was a...
The competition for that must have been fierce.
It was pretty tough. Yeah, it was just, it was a scholarship tour for Berklee Music, in Boston, and it was, I guess it was either you applied as a songwriter or as an instrumentalist, and I really couldn't apply as an instrumentalist, just, you know, the competition's pretty fierce on that, so I went in as a songwriter and got a scholarship to Berkeley, went for a bit, and then left to, you know, record and write, and moved to LA for a bit, and then went back. Did some more, and then took off, and kept doing that in the States for a while before I came back here.
So, you also mentioned something about having a couple songs on a couple TV shows.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre. I wrote some songs with local artist Ben Rogers, and actress Jessica Lowndes, who is on 90210. And
the new one?
The new one, yeah. 90210. I haven't actually seen the episode, yeah. Or but, you know, I got a call from their company there, and letting us know that, you know, she ended up using one of the songs on the show, and that was pretty interesting.
It's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
There's got to be some good money in that. You should write some 90210.
Yeah,
you can do it. Some nice cheese and love.
Maybe you can even get on Melrose.
Maybe, yeah.
That would be some seriously dramatic song.
Yeah, you know.
Some soap opera.
Yeah.
So that was where you did you live in LA when all that went down?
No, or? Actually, I was here for maybe a month, and Jessica was putting together an album, and so we wrote the album, then went into to the studio, recorded it, and then I took off again, went back to the States. So, and I really didn't hear anything about it for a couple years. So sort of came back. It's interesting how you write songs.
Usually a couple years behind us when it comes to music.
Yeah,
way ahead of the game there.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, you just you write songs years in the past, and suddenly they just come back. You know, so
sure. Cool. Well, with that being said, would you feel like giving our listening audience a little taste of the Reckoners live?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
All right, a couple songs here. So let's do An Eye for an Eye.
Yeah, Eye for an Eye.
Which is off the EP.
Sleepless nights won't fade to black. in Rome. They see a land and I feel a thing, except my instinct, and just live my life for the here and now. Nights won't fade to black. And I for now wouldn't make things right. Oh, these sleepless nights won't fade to black. I wish I was.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Sounds pretty darn good, guys.
Very nice.
It's a good one.
So soft and mellow.
those harmonies are nothing else, man.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It'll sound a bit different tomorrow night when we're in the doing the show at Cafe du Soleil, because we're playing with a 5-piece band.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's cool because it changes the sound a bit.
That was actually something I was going to ask you about, because on the album you have a few other musicians, and I was just, now that I have a copy of it,
oh, there you go.
I was just looking, and you have a Twim Tweed.
You didn't Tim practice that one last night.
No, I didn't. I just got the album now, so. Tim Tweedale from Headwater.
That's right, yeah.
So, he's a pretty good lap steel player.
He's unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah, as for the other musicians, is he going to be playing with you tomorrow night, or?
No, it's a different crowd that's playing with us tomorrow night. We have Noah Walker, on electric.
He's so good.
He's a great guitar player. We have Evan Bates on stand-up bass, and Sam Hurd on drums. So it's a completely different band that we're working with tomorrow. But we've been rehearsing quite a bit, and the sound of the show is going to be quite different. It's a little bit more rocking out.
Yeah.
For these songs, which is kind of different. We did a different arrangement for them, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what brings about these other musicians for this particular show?
Well, I really always wanted to work with Noah in specific, and getting the opportunity to play with him was just awesome. He's just an absolutely amazing guitar player, and he brought along Evan. So it's just a different sound, and just us experimenting, really, and opening up the songs quite a bit. So that's pretty much why we put it together.
So do you think this lineup for tomorrow night may carry on?
Yeah,
a little longer.
It's also going to carry on into our July 27th show.
At the Backstage Lounge.
At the Backstage Lounge, exactly. Yeah, so. You'll see them there as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we've done a few shows with Sam, the drummer, so hopefully we meld again tomorrow night, and then we can keep going from there.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good. In our rehearsals, I kept forgetting to sing because I was just like kind of closing my eyes and like, wow, this is great stuff. Oh, wait a minute, I'm in this band. I have to be singing. So it's pretty cool. Excited.
Nice. So the musicians that played on the album, how did you get those people together? And
well, I was working with Matthew Rogers, who produced and engineered the album at Baker Street Studios.
Okay. And, in North Vancouver.
In North Vancouver as well.
I've been there before.
It's an amazing studio.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Got a lot of amazing vintage gear.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was awesome. We had a great experience there. And we did most of the CD live off the floor with the band, so it was quite nice. But yeah, we worked with Ryland and Tim. and Tim. So it was a really different experience to play with those guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, feel like playing another song for us?
Sure. Let's do that. All right.
By the way, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver with The Reckoners live in studio.
Let's do Too Tough to Love. Yeah, I'll stand too then if you're doing that.
Look out on this dying soul. The day is dull, the battle's won. Are you still in bed? Did you dream of me? Nothing but you could ever set me free. I was branded with an awkward grin, dark brown eyes and suffering. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange, but honey, just that strange. I sip my coffee and I catch a bus. No atheists in the sky above. But I still pray for you to the Lord at night, 'cause that's what I was taught, and it still feels right. I was branded with an awkward grin, dark brown eyes and suffering. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange, but honey, just that strange. Nothing but you is on my mind. My friends tell me it's a waste of time. Part-time work, stay alive. There ain't no easy way to say goodbye. I was branded with an awkward grin, dark brown eyes and suffering. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange, but honey, you're just that strange. Like a woman's scorn, I was branded with an awkward grin, dark brown eyes and suffering. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange, but honey, you're just that strange. But I'm too tough to love and rearrange, but honey, you're just that strange.
Awesome.
Thank you.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM live in studio with The Reckoners. You can check them out at thereckoners.ca. We're going to take a quick little break here and we'll be back with some more music from The Reckoners.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and is proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
that secret that you know, that you don't know how to tell. It fucks with your honor, and it teases your head. But you know that it's good, girl, 'cause it's running you. Started falling. We were stuck out in your car. You were rubbing both my hands, chewing on a candy bar. You said, ain't this just like the present, to be showing up like this? There's a moon when you crest up.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, welcome back to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CHR FM in Vancouver. Live in studio, we have The Reckoners from, yes, your very own Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Mark Farabee, and...
Jason Paulette.
Dramatic pause.
And
we have hanging on every word.
So, The Reckoners are playing tomorrow night at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive in East Vancouver, as well as Sunday evening at the Backstage Lounge.
In July.
Oh, in July.
It might even be a Tuesday.
Oh, July. Okay.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's the 26th. That's why I saw the two dates, and I... Yeah, okay. Never mind. They're playing July 27th at the Backstage Lounge.
We could be at the Backstage Lounge on Sunday and just kind of hang out, see what shows up.
Yeah, okay. They might be there hanging out. Check them out. They won't be playing. Cool. So, yeah, aside from that, you guys played back in March at the Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
For a fundraiser.
Yeah, we did.
For the Rotary Club, raising money for polio?
Polio. Yeah, which I didn't know very much about, to be honest, until we were asked to do that. And then
seriously?
I researched polio, and it's
still around?
It's still around. Not here, necessarily, but I learned a lot about polio, and it's a great cause.
Yeah. Did how did that that whole evening turn out? Was there a good turnout of people and money raised?
It was a good turnout of people. It was the first time we'd played at the Blarney Stone, and you know, we just did a duo show there, and I think it was a little intimate for that particular venue.
Yeah,
it's a pretty loud, like, rockin' venue, and
they got a big, nice brick wall behind
them.
Yeah, The Blarney Stone is an awesome spot, but that was definitely the most sober I think that either of us had ever been at the Blarney Stone. Which is okay.
Yeah.
It's good to experience it different ways.
Well, the particular show that you guys were playing there was kind of a dinner show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Pasta for polio.
Yeah, it was pasta for polio.
It's a very clever name.
We had nothing to do with it.
Alliteration.
Poetic devices. Cool. All right. Well, I was also going to bring up another topic on thereckoners.ca. You can find a video of a song of yours called A Ballad for Thoughts, which is not on the new record.
No, it's not. It'll be on the next one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Already moving on. You're sick of playing this old material already.
Yeah, that filming that video was a bit of an adventure.
Was it?
Ricardo miraculously found this beautiful warehouse, but there happened to be the odd little creature scurrying around as we were filming the video.
Sort of an abandoned warehouse.
That may have been the one that is on the website wasn't our first take, because there were a couple of, oh my gosh, there's a rat! I can't sing anymore.
Yeah.
It was fun, but it was
dirty. As real as it gets, man. That's pretty rock and roll.
Yeah, we did a whole show, actually. So
did you record the whole show? Like, videotape the whole show?
We did. We haven't edited the whole show.
You know, because it's a great little concept for making a super cheap video. Good quality, nice, like, intimate setting.
Yeah, you know, we just went in there, kind of just set up a PA system, put out one mic in the room, in the middle, and the reverb was crazy. It was just echo forever.
Yeah.
In that place, it was impossible to control. So it was just whatever came out, and it was amazing. We had, you know, our friends down for the show and
put down a carpet for them.
Yeah,
so they were
clean. We all came out of there a little bit dirty after that, but it was good. Yeah, it was a really cool show. It
turned out quite well. How many cameras did you have running for that one?
Three.
Three.
Yeah, we had three cameras.
Nice. Yeah, that's one thing. So I guess it's one thing to make a music video and do it to a previously recorded track, and if you're singing along to the song within the video, then when you're filming it, it kind of feels funny lip syncing to your own stuff. But the way you guys did it was pretty awesome, because it's all recorded live, is it not?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's
pretty real. It was very real.
Exactly. Yeah, we there is another song I think that got edited that got put up as well. There's a version of Too Tough to Love somewhere on Vimeo.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a good show.
Nice.
A lot of fun. I'd love to do that again.
Yeah, we have to find another.
Invest in some rat traps. Well,
yeah, maybe. Bring your hand sanitizer.
Cool. Is there any way I could make a request?
Yeah.
Is there any way you guys could do that song, Too Tough to Love? Or a ballad for your thoughts, sorry?
Oh, a ballad for your thoughts. Yeah, we could.
We can do it.
Cool. So this is the tune of the video that we were just talking about, which you can check out at thereckoners.ca. It's a pretty wicked video.
Twisted up in knots, a bit of me, but mostly you, all blood and gore and guts. When you're running from the past, and your makeup's fading fast, and you look back with uncertainty, cause nothing ever lasts. You don't speak a name, you wait until the world has gone to sleep, and the rain has poured in buckets, and you're tangled in your sheets. With your pillow as your microphone, you're screaming to the band. Yeah, the trumpets call out murder, but the drums, they understand. If it all came down, crashing down in a flash of light, your eyes burning bright, no sea of regret could bring an answer. To my name, mixing a shot of me with medicine, old movies for the pain. Just a moment wrapped in cellophane, a second out in space, while the stars they tip their hats and guarantee my final place. Among the flowers and the dust and dreams, nightmares up in smoke, and the clouds that hang above the floods, while the star-crossed levee broke. It's religious when you're dancing, it's confusing when low, it's defining when you're lonely, it's all that crazy stuff. If it all came down, crashing down in a flash of light, your eyes burning bright, no sea of regret could bring an answer to. You keep coming round in circles, you keep coming back for more. It's survival of the bravest when you're swimming back to shore. It's destiny, it's freedom, it hurts like nothing should. But we wake up every morning and we pray for something good. Brace yourself, just hold on tight, the rodeo's in town, with ponies for your conscience, the clowns all dancing round. I could kiss you, but I don't think I can shed another tear. All that's left of you has changed, my dear. If it all came down, crashing down in a flash of light, your eyes burning bright, no sea of regret could bring an answer to it all. All. reaching down in a flash of light, your eyes burning bright. No sea of regret could bring an answer to it all.
Beautiful, guys.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Get a lot of foot stomping on that one.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get that foot stomping.
So your songwriting is pretty, seems pretty, like, yeah, prolific, I would, like, say. It's how do you go about your process there? Because you've got some, like, you went for a scholarship on songwriting, and so it's obviously been doing it for a while. How's that all coming about for you? Like, what's your process when you write the tunes? Are they, how do they come out?
Well, I feel like, I've been writing for a long time, but this is really the first time that I've been doing stuff that I actually like, pretty much.
So when you were doing, like, the songwriting, you were just basically writing for other people, like, taking their ideas and...
I think that it was just, the first time that I started to get to understand where I wanted to go with expressing yourself in general. And like this song, for example, was kind of bizarre. I usually wake up late, but
other than today.
Except for when I wake up every morning to listen to Friday Sunrise.
Exactly. Yeah,
except for Fridays.
Except for Fridays.
7:39.
But I somehow woke up at 5:30 in the morning and just sat down and just started writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and just wrote for, 5 hours and just wrote, all kind of stream of consciousness. And, this song came out, Ballad for Your Thoughts. But every song is different, and that's why I like it, that every song is different. There's no formula to it. It's tough. It hurts. It's depressing. It's writer's block.
Tear-stoked pages.
It just, not that, but it's hard. It's never been easy. And I think that the moment that it became easy, I think I wouldn't like it anymore.
Yeah. So are you a perfectionist? Like, do you like I myself went to school for screenwriting, so I've written several stories and stuff. And you're picking through every comma, constantly making sure it's perfect. So for the songwriting process, do you go through draft after draft and so you're like perfect?
There's not much drafting to what I do, but there's definitely, a list of songs that gets thrown out for each song that I like. So, it'll be like 20 songs and then, I like this. Dump them. No one hears them. That's it. I hate that.
Yeah, so, something you can revisit in like 10 years.
Maybe.
Piece together like a little...
Puzzle.
Cut lines out of individual songs and mix them up.
Yeah, maybe 20 years down the road when nothing makes sense anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever do any recording at home? Like, do you have any just to put things down and so that tomorrow when I come back to it, I'll be able to remember what I played, or you just kind of
just on the phone,
on the iPhone.
Yeah.
We definitely have to do that with our harmonies. You'll have, like, the most beautiful harmony, and if you don't record it right then and there, the next day we're like, what was that?
We spend a lot of time working on harmonies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and trying to do something different.
It shows. Your harmonies are fantastic.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So are you guys working, like, this song isn't on the And the Sky Opened album, so are you guys working on another album? Do you have, like, a handful more songs that are just...
There is. Yeah, there's a handful more songs. You'll hear them on Saturday at our show. It's all a little bit... It's quite different than And the Sky Opened Up. There's a lot more experimenting with songwriting. It's all... If it doesn't sound good on an acoustic guitar,
Then it's not worth doing.
Then it's not worth doing. Even if it's a heavy song, you know, if you're going to write a rock song or whatever, it doesn't
matter. I hear you. There's something to be said about a song that can go down to acoustic and still mesmerize people.
You know, I mean, you know, and today we got Pro Tools. We have all these easy ways of recording music and auto-tune and all these things that just make everybody sound perfect. And I think that it's really easy, even as a songwriter, to get caught up in all that stuff, and you know, to have some, you know, fake beat going in the background,
sure.
And
yeah,
you know, in GarageBand now, Apple even made it possible so that everybody can write, and you can do cool and interesting stuff with that, you know, and it, you can be extremely interesting. But I really kind of like nowadays, and now I really like, just, you know, if it doesn't work on the guitar, it's not gonna. Or the piano or something, you know, it's got to be simple.
Yeah, pretty much anybody can make a song nowadays and put it on MySpace, have a whole, or even do an album without actually being able to perform or do it live, which I think that's coming to an end with free music everywhere now. You have to be able to play. If you can't play live,
then exactly.
You're not really going to do anything except make music in your basement.
And that's what's, you know, honestly, I love that about today. You know, it's amazing. I think there's so much competition.
Yeah, it really draws out the true artists and musicians that are out there than people who are just like, I want to be a rock star.
Yeah. I don't know about the music, the kind of pop music industry. I think it's never really going to change that side of things. But
yeah,
but I think that it's true. You know, you have to be able to play. You got to be able to write, and you got to be able to play. So,
you guys are getting better. You're doing all right.
We're working on it.
We're improving throughout the morning.
I'll give you some pointers when we're done.
Awesome. Yeah.
I've been taking notes.
Cool. Do you guys have anything in particular you'd like to play?
I don't know. We can play another song. We could do some things, I guess.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's a long one.
It's a long one.
Some Things, which you can find on your newest EP. And the Sky Opened Up.
And where can people get this EP?
Oh, you can buy it tomorrow night at our show at Cafe du Soleil. It's on iTunes. And
yeah, it takes a little bit of work. I think you gotta find us or go online. Pretty much right now.
CA basically.
Yeah.
And your MySpace perhaps?
We have a MySpace.
Yeah, we do.
/, /, I forget which one. Recognize.
Yeah, you can pretty much get free music if you want to from us, but if you want to support the band, then there's a CD. So this one's Some Things.
Free. No slave
just head for America. No hangings in the square. No ideas, no grand utopia. No freedom, just the county fair. No education, just jail time. Serve America, you just ain't right. I learned to love outside your walls, where the stars come out at night. There's a world that's spinning round outside your bed. Some things they're worth fighting for, and some things they're worth dying for, and some things they're worth changing for. There ain't no better time. In between all abstracts to mirrors of this life inside my soul. I've been empty, I've been breaking, but my Lord, you've kept me whole. I'm finding that it all comes down to time. I've been running around aimlessly with you inside my mind. I look into your eyes a thousand questions, and nothing more than who we are to fill this life. Some things they're worth fighting for, some things they're worth dying for, some things they're worth changing for. There ain't no better time than now. There ain't no better time than now. There ain't no better time than now.
Awesome.
Very nice.
So this is The Reckoners live in studio on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CHR Vancouver. So I was looking at your MySpace or your, was it your MySpace? And I was seeing every band, there's a little section on MySpace that always mentions people's influences and whatnot. So I usually try and dig out the people that are influences, or the bands that influence the bands that come into the studio. So I don't know if you guys want to hear a song or two from a couple of these CDs that I dug out.
Sure, yeah.
That you guys claim to like.
Now that pile makes sense. I was going through that pile before. I was like, wow, you guys are really on the same page as us.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to hear a little track here from Elliot Smith, who is no longer with us.
Yeah.
But certainly made his mark on the music scene in, well, North America at least. And yeah, let's hear a little track from him. This is called Angel in the Snow off of, I believe, self-titled album, Elliot Smith.
Say you make a
Caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Stop the show. One market don't stop the show. One market don't stop the show. Oh, so get on board. One market don't stop the show. One market don't stop the show. One market don't stop the show. Oh, so get on board. Here comes a freight train. Here comes a freight train. Here comes a freight train. So get on board. One market don't stop the show. One market don't stop the show. One market don't stop the show. So get on board. Is a purpose, a running key. There is a captain with a steady wheel.
knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. Oh, oh, oh. So get on board. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. Oh, oh, oh. So get on board. Here comes a slow train. Slow train, here comes the slow train. So get on board, one knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. Whoa. So get on board, she's at the station. A road. Gonna go. Oh. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. Stop the show. One knock, it don't 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 stop the show. So get on board. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. One knock, it don't stop the show. So get on board. Here comes a freight train. Here comes a freight train. So get on
Good morning. We're back on
Friday Sunrise on 1.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. There's about 10 minutes left in this episode. We're going to get to a couple more tunes from the Reckoneers. But what is it? The Reckoneers? That's what I have, right?
In front of me.
Reckoneers! I'm Canadian, y'all. I say my Z's and my Z's. Then coming up next, we're going to have Spiritual Talk Radio with Marie Bernard, Synchronicity. It's going to be a pre-recorded show, as Marie is not in today, so sit tight for some lucid dreaming chat on Synchronicity, but first some more tracks live here on Friday Sunrise.
From The Reckoners, who you can check out at thereckoners.ca, and tomorrow night at Café du Soleil, and not the night after at the Backstage Lounge, but about a month after.
Yeah.
July 27th.
Well, this one's not on the EP either. It's Neon Diner Moonbeams. Thank you.
Oh, the sea tried to warm me, but the waves swallowed me whole. While my lungs, they filled words that never made their way ashore. A pattern dress and killer smile, she wore me like a juvenile, spinning her invincible thread. An ace of spades, the jig is up, I'm drowning in my coffee cup, and crumbling like a deck of cards.
Oh, the sunny had its chance, but the clouds, they stole the show. Tossing raindrops down like money, I'm afraid you'll never know.
That I was staring through the window, I was staring right at you. Through the neon light of moonbeams that hung above your baby blues. Oh, I was lost to say the least, but pleased to be your loss, and looking forward to our next meeting of the heart. Oh, the mountains towered high, but not quite high enough for him. Not quite enough to end this race, to start or to begin. We'll reach a higher altitude, we'll burn right through the sun. We'll bang this old piñata up, just to see what we have won. Oh, the winds that carried me to a fateful victory. Although I never saw it coming, I just had to wait and see. I guess that's life. It's never quite as easy, it's never quite as fun, it's never quite as crazy as when you fall in love. I've been looking around for you in every corner, every nook, in magic spells and tinkerbells and never-ending books, in muscle cars and Nashville bars and fun-filled cigarettes, in broken dreams and magazines. You're not like all the rest.
I've been hiding now for certain, 'cause when love, it strikes me down. Each and every time I get a frog and not a crown.
I was staring through the window, I was staring right at you. Through the neon dynamo beams at home above your baby blue. I was lost to say the least, but pleased to be your loss, and looking forward to our next meeting of the heart. Oh, I was lost to say the least, but pleased to be your loss, and looking forward to our next meeting of the heart.
Awesome. That's the Reckoners live right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. Yes. Just want to say thanks, guys, for coming
just
in
a
today.
Left, so yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. But, this was fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. And don't forget, you can check out the podcast of this show at CITR.ca as well as
bandmusic.ca.
And You can listen to hear yourselves as well as tell all your friends so that they can hear you if they did not wake up this morning to listen to you.
Of course, all of them did.
And don't forget, you can check out Friday Sunrise on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and we will update you as to let you know who else is coming to the show. I should also mention this coming Tuesday, I will be filling in on the morning after show right here on Fridays, on CITR 101.9. filling in for Oswaldo Perez, and we have an artist named Sandy Bone. He's kind of a blues dog. He's going to be coming in and playing some tunes, and he wanted me to plug a show for him. He's going to be playing July 1st, that's Canada Day, at the Railway Club with Lucy Walker, Lucy Walker and Steve Elliott, along with Big Joe Burke. That's at the Railway Club July 1st, and you can see or listen to him live in studio right here on CITR on the morning after show, Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Stop laughing, guys. What are you laughing at?
You're just so funny.
Funny looking. All right, so we're going to leave you with a track from The Reckoners. Don't forget to check them out at thereckoners.ca. And tomorrow night at Café du Soleil with Jonathan.